Jim Cramer here to share with you a sample of my take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting. Jeff, I felt that yesterday's sell-off was a needed sell-off. You never want one. Any bounce back today is going to have to be affiliated with companies that are doing better than expected, because yesterday was all about the bonds.
Yeah, and that, of course, came after CPI was a little bit hotter than expected, mostly driven by an increase in rents, which has been the one stubborn part of inflation for quite some time. But I don't really think it kind of ends this the soft landing thesis. I think it's just one hot data point, plenty of time too. There was a delay in now of when the Fed is expected to cut rates. June is now the betting favorite.
Now, I will say, for those of you who have taken advantage and availed themselves of the oscillator, which you know I think is terrific, and we've got a great deal with Market Edge and the oscillator, we're not overbought. Had we been really overbought yesterday, I think the decline would have been more significant. The fact is that the last half hour brought a very big rally, and we're doing a carryover from that rally because interest rates are tame today. Now, does that mean that things have bottomed? It is a long day, but I will point out that I liked almost every single quarter that was just reported, except for Kraft Heinz, which was just awful.
Yeah. I mean, you do have some upcoming tests, too, in the market. PPI Friday, of course, is going to get a lot of attention now, given what happened yesterday. But at the same time, you do have Fed President Austin Goolsbee. He's saying, he's basically saying, don't worry about one hot data point. He reiterates the Fed will cut before inflation even gets to 2, because if they stay restrictive for too long, then they have to worry about the employment side of the dual mandate being inflation and labor.
Well, I'm with, you know, tomorrow Waller speaks. I am not with Goolsbee in terms of what the Fed chief says. I think the Fed chief is focused deeply on employment. Yeah. And if he saw employment go above, let's use the number 4, saw the number go over 4, then I think he changes his view. But right now, because employment is really incredible in this country, he has the luxury of doing nothing. So he will avail himself of that luxury. Yeah. So anyway, I did not like yesterday at all.
But
that's, you know, how can you like it if the market got clocked?
Yeah, well, look, I know we were saying this last Friday. S&P up 14 in the last 15 weeks.
That's
been a near straight line move. Kind of due for a breather.
Join the CNBC Investing Club with Jim Cramer to catch my member-exclusive morning meetings every day at 10:20 a.m. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake. to become a member today. That's one word, morning take.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.